pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by GameTime, your home for the lowest price last-minute tickets. Download the GameTime app today and use the promo code SGPN for $20 off. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Sign up today using promo code SGPN and then go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/dog to enter our bonus contest. 5 winners will receive shirts, hats and a $50 SGPN gift card. Once again, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/dog to enter. And finally, we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off to start making smarter bets today. Once again, that's the promo code SGPN to get 50% off and start making smarter bets today. You are listening to the EPL show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, also be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. That is a key account to follow because not only do I post free bets on there that have been winning lately, but I also post my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet. I'm a tracked and transparent handicapper, and I have delivered 128, soon to be 129 months in a row of transparent and tracked profit. That means I've been undefeated in sports betting for over a decade. That means I'm 3 months away from being able to say I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting for 11 straight years. Now, I've had losing days, absolutely. I had one yesterday. I've even had losing weeks, but I've never had a losing month over that 31 or 30-day period. I've won every single month for 128 months straight, and I've done it with a well-managed, sensible bankroll. If you have a look through my spreadsheets, that's one of the key things that you'll see. I encourage people to look. I encourage you to do that due diligence. As I said, the pin tweet from the previous month is always the P&L from the previous month. At the moment, you can see the month of January. That was good for £3,094. That was bolstered by our NFL futures, which themselves delivered over 14 units, over £1,400. But also, we had some very big soccer cards. We've had some big soccer cards this month as well, along with a 13-5 Super Bowl card. We've also won for 18 of the last 19 tennis grand slams as well. But when you have a look through the spreadsheets, and all of them are up, if you scroll down X, you can scroll and do it the long way, or you can simply head over to lockbetting.com. All the spreadsheets are there and available to look at, and you'll see how we manage a bankroll. Normally our plays are half unit or one unit. You won't find 2 unit or 3 unit or 5 unit or 10 unit or 20 unit plays. You won't find them disguised as play of the year, play of the month, play of the century, play of the millennium. You won't find any 5-star plays, 10 star plays, 20 star plays. You won't find whale plays or max plays. None of that Monopoly money BS. Just real stakes for real people looking to monetize this hobby. And if you can make money from sports betting, that's what makes it more fun. And we make it more fun because we've won for 128 straight months. If you have any questions, fire them over to me at the X account I mentioned, at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. So moving on with this weekend's EPL slate, we start with the game at Villa Park, where Aston Villa are hosting Nottingham Forest. Villa are the 8-13 favourites. It's 7-2 on the draw, and it's 9-2 here on Forest. Things have tightened up with Forest, Manchester United and Tottenham for fourth place. But Villa's home form was the main thing that was their asset just a few months ago before they did suffer some defeats. And they'll need to get that back on track if they are going to be the team who finish fourth. Because at the moment, the fifth place team from the Premier League do not get into the Champions League because of how poorly Manchester United and Newcastle United both performed in the Champions League. The EPL currently sits outside the top two. Only the top two leagues will get five places. So it is important to finish fourth. I do believe Aston Villa do win this game here against Nottingham Forest. Nottingham Forest are in a little bit more of a comfortable position, so they don't need to sit in with any kind of defensive low block and make things frustrating for Villa. That will suit Villa. I expect an end-to-end game. I do expect both teams to score, but I do believe Aston Villa will come away with the points. Despite the fact they've had some blips lately, they're still pretty formidable at Villa Park overall. And I do believe they'll come away with the win here against the Nottingham Forest side, who can play front foot football. Villa can play front foot football, and that should lead to goals. Villa games usually do have goals, and they have conceded in 9 of the last 11 league matches, even on their own patch, which means a clean sheet is likely to evade them. But at the same time, their home form this season has seen them win 9 of the 12 home league games. Meanwhile, BTTS have also cashed in 8 of Nottingham Forest's last 10 league matches. So I'm going to take a big play to start with here. I'm going to take Aston Villa to win, and I'm going to tack on BTTS. That one is available at a price of 2-1 plus 200. Up next, we move on to the game here between Brighton and Everton, where Brighton are the 10-11 home favourites. It's 14-5 here on the draw, and Everton are the 3-1 underdogs. Everton desperately need to pick up some wins because suddenly they're bang right in the relegation conversation. When they got that points deduction initially, they did go on a hot run and they were making a mockery of the deduction. Now the deduction looks to be relevant once again. And this is a difficult trip for them here to Brighton. While Brighton have found it difficult to string together results at the moment, they should be enough. They should have enough to beat this Everton side at home, given that Everton have taken just 1 point from their last 4 on the road. It looked like a prime opportunity to pick up a home win on Monday night against their managerless Crystal Palace side, but in the end, they were lucky to come away with a late draw. Everton now have not won any of the last 8 Premier League matches, while Everton have gained just 1 point in the last 4 away games, as I've mentioned. Everton may be able to score here, which will give you a price boost, as you could do Brighton and BTTS, as both teams have scored in 11 of Brighton's last 12 home league games. But given the price and given Everton's form, I'm happy just to take Brighton on the money line here, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take Brighton to win this game. I'm going to take them at the price of 10-11 minus 110 here for this one. Up next, we look at a game here between Crystal Palace and Burnley, where Palace are the 11-10 home favourites. It's 12-5 on the draw, and it's 14-5 here on Burnley. Palace under new management now, under Glasner. Now, it's hard to say whether the game on Monday was his first or whether it's this one. They certainly got some type of bounce on Monday night, but I think they'll get a real bounce here. And they're playing the perfect opponents. Burnley have been absolutely woeful since they came up to the Premier League. They have not adjusted, and this gives Ole Glasner the perfect chance to start with a win. I was tempted to make this a lock at the end of the show, but spoiler, it isn't, because obviously when Palace are missing Eze and Elise, that is obviously going to hurt your attacking options, and this is a team who are limited in attack anyway. But For me, they've got enough Premier League pedigree to see off Burnley. Burnley have been an absolute dumpster fire, both at home and away this season. This is a team who are going down. Sheffield United are also going down, and there really is only one relegation place to talk about at the moment, and that's going to be either Luton, that's going to be either Everton, or that could even be Crystal Palace. And they've been sliding down the table, which is why Roy Hodgson's gone, but I think they'll get themselves out of it, and I think Glasner gets the bounce here. I like the new manager bounce, the statistical data for it is strong, and I think Crystal Palace get it here in this one. The Manchester United versus Fulham game is covered exclusively over on BetMUFC. So that's where we're going to be covering Manchester United versus Fulham. So we are going to now move on to the 5:30 kickoff between Bournemouth and Manchester City. But before we do that, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Game Time. Everybody knows that buying tickets from a third party site can be frustrating. We've all experienced the frustrations. For me, it's pulling the trigger. Do I pull the trigger now or do I pull it later? Are better seats going to become available? Or if I wait, are these the best seats and I miss out and end up paying more money for worse seats? I've also had the frustration of having to wait for tickets to come through, and I'm at the day of the event. I go and speak to Will Call and Will Call aren't going to help me, and it becomes a whole big stress. Look, buying tickets to your favourite events shouldn't be that stressful. And Game Time is here to save you because it's the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music and comedy near you. With killer last minute deals and the best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over the tickets and actually start getting hyped for the fun you'll have at the event. So snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account and use that promo code SGPN to get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply, but again, create an account and sweeten that deal even more for $20 off when you redeem the code SGPN. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets at the lowest price guaranteed. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long, NBA, NHL, soccer, and college basketball. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and you can cash in. Also, SGPN is teaming up with Underdog to give you even more of a bonus. Sign up between now and the end of the month and five winners will receive an Underdog hat, Underdog shirt, and a $50 SGPN gift card. Sign up today using our promo code SGPN and go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/dog to enter the contest for your chance to win. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/dog to enter the contest for your chance to win. When you sign up with a promo code SGPN, Underdog will also double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and that promo code SGPN.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Moving on to the 5:30 kickoff. This is actually one of two late games. Both Man City and Arsenal are in action late on Saturday evening. So a very, very interesting evening in store. Man City are travelling all the way to Bournemouth. This is a long trip for City because Bournemouth is way south. Man City here are the 2-5 favourites. It's 17-4 on the draw and it's 13-2 here on Bournemouth. I can't see past a Man City win here. Man City haven't been at their best lately, and they've been scraping through, but that is what champions do. Obviously, against Chelsea, they were very lucky. Chelsea probably should have scored two or three goals at least in that game. But here against Bournemouth, I think the stylistic matchup really does suit Manchester City. And I do believe that Manchester City will end up winning this relatively comfortably. Bournemouth are going to play Areola front foot football. They're going to try and go toe-to-toe with Man City. And that's going to be the type of game that suits them. What doesn't suit them is the way Brentford set up with a defensive low block, and Manchester City in the end needed to capitalise on a mistake to come away with the points in that one. This is going to be a little bit more wide open for them, and that, as I said, will favour Man City. I'm going to take City to win, and I'm going to tack on over 2.5 goals here for this one, as I do think Bournemouth could make a contribution. City have scored and conceded in the last four Premier League away games, two of which were won by a 3-1 scoreline. Bournemouth, they have scored in six of the last seven at home, and in five of the last six meetings with City as well. But they have never scored more than once in those games. So if you think City can score two goals, you should be able to feel comfortable about backing them here in this spot. I'm going to take Man City to win. And to get us away from that 2-5 line, I'm going to tack on the over 2.5 goals here. That jumps the selection up from 2-5 and gives you the price of 10-11 minus 110 instead here for this one. Up next, we look at the game here between Arsenal and Newcastle, where Arsenal are slightly shorter than City at 4-11. It's 9-2 on the draw. And Newcastle here are the 7-1 away underdogs. Lots of reasons to take Arsenal to win this game. First of all, they had a blip against Porto in midweek. That was Arsenal's worst performance that we've seen in some time. In addition to that, this is a revenge game. Not only did they lose to Newcastle, but it was a massively controversial goal that lost Arsenal the game. So they'll be eyeing this up here as a bounce back and a revenge spot. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen. I'm also going to tack on the over 2.5 goals here for this one as well. Arsenal coming to this one having won their last five Premier League games and have scored a massive 21 goals in the process. This includes 6-0 and 5-0 maulings of West Ham and Burnley in their last two outings. Newcastle, who were solid at the back last season, have been torrid lately, and they've conceded 9 across their last 4 games, including 4 at home to Luton. If that version of Newcastle turns up, they could concede 4, 5 or 6 here against Arsenal at the Emirates. Newcastle have been slightly better lately. They've been moving up the table. They're getting themselves back into that conversation for the top 4, but they are still in 8th position. Now, still 10 points behind Spurs in 5th and 12 points behind Newcastle in 4th. I don't think they are going to get anywhere near the Champions League places for them. The best case outcome is Europe. But if you're Newcastle, do you want to go from the Champions League to the Europa Conference League? It's looking like a poor season for them. And I'll be surprised if Eddie Howe survives it. As much as the supporters like him, and as much as the board said that he would get time, the owner said he would get time, I think he could be a victim of his own success come the summer. They overachieved last year, and by comparison, they are massively underachieving this season. I think this is a very, very difficult task for them. It's a revenge job for Arsenal, and it's a bounce back after that poor performance against Porto. I see nothing but a convincing Arsenal win here. As I said when I gave my pick, we are going to take Arsenal and over 2.5 goals here to get us away from the 4-11. And by adding this over 2.5 goals to the selection, we jump up from 4-11 to 10-11 minus 110 here for this one. We're going to move on to the Sunday games, where we have Wolves versus Sheffield United and the Carabao Cup final between Liverpool and Chelsea. But before we do that, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. Moving on to Sunday, and we'll conclude the Premier League first. We're looking at the game here between Wolves and Sheffield United, where Wolves are the 1-2 favourites. It's 18-5 on the draw, and Sheffield United here are the 5-1 underdogs. Sheffield United are the worst team in the league. They might be the worst team to ever play in the Premier League. They are absolutely woeful, and I'm just looking for a way to get on Wolves here without taking the 1-2 minus 200. I'm going to tack on over 1.5 goals in this game. This means you win if Wolves win by any scoreline other than 1-0. That's a nice jump up to 4-6 minus 150. You're going against the worst team in the Premier League, who have the worst defensive record in the league with 65 goals conceded already. They've conceded twice or more in 6 of the last 7 games, whilst Wolves, they've scored at least 2 goals in 4 of the last 5 home league matches against much better sides than this absolutely woeful excuse for a team, Sheffield United. So this is a simple one. We're going to take Wolves to win. We're going to tack on over 1.5 goals. Obviously, that means Wolves need to score 2 goals, because over 1.5 goals can't cash if Sheffield United have scored the other goal, because that makes the game a draw. So you need Wolves to score 2 goals. It's Wolves in over 1.5 goals here, and that's available at price of 4-6 minus 150. Or you can take the Wolves team total of over 1.5 goals, which is at a slightly worse price of 8-13. But I'm happy to take Wolves to win. I'm happy to take the over 1.5 goals, and I get that for 4-6 minus 150 here for this one. We conclude by looking at the Carabao Cup final as Liverpool play Chelsea once again. This is a repeat of a final from the past. This one actually happened back in 2022, and it was a 0-0 draw between these two teams, and Liverpool ended up winning the game on penalties. Hopefully we get a more exciting game this time around. Liverpool are the 11-10 favourites to win it in 90 minutes. It's 11-4 on the draw, and it's 23-10 on Chelsea. Liverpool are at 4-7 to lift the trophy, whilst Chelsea here are at 5-4. We really don't know what type of game we're going to get here. On paper, it should be an attacking end-to-end game, and Liverpool should win as well, because last time they played Chelsea, they smashed them by 4-1. But finals can be difficult to call. They can be tight. They can be cagey affairs. So I would probably steer clear of this one, but I can give you the data, and I can tell you what to play according to the data. And that would probably be Liverpool with both teams scoring. Liverpool and BTTS, which is available at a massive price of 3-1 here. That cash last time these two teams play, Liverpool beat Chelsea 4-1 in January, and they've won 10 of the last 12 games in all competitions. Both teams have also scored in each of the last 7 games, and Chelsea have seen goals at both ends in their last 5 outings. Now, for me, I'm not going to be blindly following the data here for this one, because whilst this is actually a cup final, so that old cliche saying it's a cup final to this team, it's a cup final to that team, doesn't really apply. This is a much bigger game for Chelsea. This is a much bigger cup final than just your standard Carabao Cup final. For Liverpool, they're chasing the league. They are doing well in the Europa League. They're still in the FA Cup. This is just one final in what's looking like a decent season coming for Liverpool, and especially with it being the last season under Jurgen Klopp, this is a massive, massive home straight for Liverpool, and this is just one part of it. This is Chelsea's biggest game of the season. This is a chance for Mauricio Pochettino to buy himself some significant time, as he's massively underperformed. His players have underperformed. Yet, if they get a trophy, that will probably deliver what Chelsea expected at the start of the season. I mean, obviously, they're expecting better performances in the league, in a higher league position, but it almost cancels out if they can get their hands on this trophy. Because if they do, I believe that you cannot consider the season a failure, and Mauricio Pochettino can no way lose his job. And that makes Chelsea dangerous for me. So whilst the data does turn around and say goals and lots of goals and Liverpool will ultimately win and should win comfortably, Liverpool have got a lot to look ahead to. Liverpool have lots of injuries. They've already lost Trent Alexander-Arnold. They just lost Diogo Jota. There's still injury concerns over Mo Salah. Darwin Nunez didn't play the last game against Luton. So Liverpool are going to be a little bit worried about their injury situation. Now, under no circumstances do I think that they are going to take it easy or rest players that are available here for this game. But there are a lot of concerns and a lot of distractions for Liverpool, and they aren't those concerns for Chelsea. So I would shop around. I have seen a 6-4 plus 150 available for Chelsea. And for me, I actually prefer that than taking Liverpool to win the game. Now, Liverpool have had Chelsea's number. They destroyed them 4-1 recently at Anfield. But this is a one-off game. This is a cup final. This is a huge game for Chelsea where they could set up tactically to frustrate Liverpool. We know they have the personnel to do damage. We know they've gone toe-to-toe with the biggest teams in the league this season. They went toe-to-toe with Liverpool earlier on in the season at home. They've gone toe-to-toe with Arsenal. They've been undefeated against Manchester City this season and probably should have won both of those games. So for me, I'm going to take a punt on Chelsea in the draw no bet market. The data selection says Liverpool and BTTS. But for me, personally, I just have a small inkling that Chelsea are going to come away with this trophy. It won't be a bet. Might not even show up on the lock betting card. Certainly isn't going to be a lock on this show in a few moments' time. But I just think the price is a little bit too big against a distracted Liverpool who are full of injuries, whilst Chelsea, this is it. This is your biggest game of the season. This is the season-saving game. And you've got a group of very, very talented players who have gone toe-to-toe with the top team so far this season. Closing out with your lock on the show, I'm here to make you money. I'm not here to make silly picks and entertain you guys for the fun of it. So I'm going to give you a very conservative lock here on the show. I'm going to go with a two-team parlay. And my selections are going to be Arsenal in third place and Manchester City in second. We're going to parlay those two selections together. And that parlay pays out at 10-11 minus 110. That's it for me and this edition of the EPL show. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.